time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Just fine on a Monday morning. Actually, the weather should be pretty unseasonably warm today. We had some really, really nice weather days the last, what, four, five, 6 days, something like that. Going to warm up a little bit more, though, up into the 90s today, huh?
Yeah, going to be a warm one.
Is it going to stay that way for a while?
Well, it's going to be kind of a weird week. It looks like we get cool middle of the week and then back into the 70s by the weekend, so...
I think the 70s are kind of cool. What are you talking about for cool?
Well, maybe high of 50-something on Wednesday.
That's cold. That's not cool. That's cold.
40-degree swing for you.
Lovely. That's the problem this time of the year. You flick on the heater one day. You flick on the air conditioner the next day. You never really know. Better get them checked, right?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, turn that air back on.
Yeah, just back and forth. You could never make up your mind.
Just remember to flip the switch back when you get done. I've gotten those calls before. It don't work. Did you flip
true.
The switch? Sorry.
What switch? Yeah. Brett, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating this morning.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes that fit their most applications. Their remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we are very pleased not only with their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they have, that they offer you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camblin and Plumbing and Heating for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut in Atlantic or 1013 7th Street in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Well, this time of the year, we see the weather changing a little bit here and there, of course, but we also see for those folks who are on Medicare and into those programs, they start to see some changes coming each year as well. The Senior Health Insurance Information Program has sent out some notices to remind folks about changes that will be coming. In fact, there are some more changes than normal coming up this year with regard to folks who are involved in Medicare and especially the Medicare Part D prescription drug program. So for those folks who are involved in that, or if you are someone who helps to take care of someone who is involved in those programs, there are some important changes coming. You will be getting something in the mail very soon, but they're starting to kind of give folks a heads up about some of the important changes that will be taking place during the course of the year. And those things, as I say, relate mostly to the Medicare Part D prescription drug program, but most importantly will be the new dates for the Part D open enrollment period. You have to get after that just a little bit sooner this year. If you're used to getting that information in the mail and then having until January to kind of get things taken care of, well, it's going to have to happen a little quicker this time around. The new dates are October 15th through December the 7th, and that's the time of the year when folks can change their Part D plans for 2012, enroll in a Part D plan, or just drop their coverage altogether. Choices made during that open enrollment period go into effect January 1st of 2012. Now, that's a change from the past. It used to be the open enrollment period was November 15th through December 31st, so you had right up until the first of the year to get that taken care of, but that has changed now, too. That time period, that'll start earlier and, of course, end a little sooner as well. You'll actually have a little bit more time to do it, but it will just be starting sooner and then ending a little bit earlier before you get into the holiday season. So that's something that they're asking everyone to kind of keep in mind, remind your family and friends and neighbors who might be involved in those programs that those dates for the changes have moved up a month. The last thing they want is anyone to miss the opportunity to make their choice of plans for 2012. Of course, that could be extremely costly if you have any changes in your health situation and maybe those plans to get tweaked a little bit here and there. You see some changes going on, whether it be with the plan itself or with what your situation is. And if the Part D plan that you choose isn't right for you anymore, that's your time to make a change. Otherwise, you're stuck with it for another year until they get to that next enrollment period. So it's a very important deal to make sure that you make those deadlines. Plans can change their coverage and costs and things from year to year. So it is important to sit down and compare plans during that open enrollment period. Otherwise, I say, it can cost you a lot of money. Now, the annual change of notice, the annual notice of change will be sent out by each of those plans so they can explain their formulary, which is the drugs covered. They'll explain their formulary benefits and cost changes for 2012, and that's due in your mailbox by September 30th, so that has to be out pretty soon. Also, there's something called a notice of creditable coverage, and that's also due out by September 30th. Now, this is a notice from employers or unions and other group health plans which tell Medicare-eligible enrollees if their drug coverage will be as good as or better than Medicare's coverage in 2012. It's important that you know that as well. The 2012 Medicare drug plans will actually be available on the Medicare website on October 1st. And that Medicare website is pretty easy to remember. It's www.medicare.gov. G-O-V, so it's pretty easy to remember. And again, that'll be up on the website on October 1st. Plans that don't renew their contract with Medicare for 2012 are required to notify their members by October the 2nd. So those are some of the key dates and things to be looking for. You should see some pieces of mail in your mailbox here within the next few weeks that'll detail some of those differences or remind you of those changes. Now, also, there are two other important changes that are coming to Part D next year. The donut hole, or that coverage gap, will continue to close. They say, once again, you'll pay 50% for name brand drugs covered by the plan, but your cost for generic drugs will be reduced from 93% to 86%. And each year, those costs will continue to drop until that donut hole is closed. And also, currently, anyone in a nursing home on Medicaid and Medicare does not pay anything for drugs that are covered by their Part D plan. Well, starting in 2012, the same will be true for individuals who qualify for the Medicaid Elderly Waiver Program as well. Now, if you're unsure of any of those types of things, the best way to find out more information about that would be to either get on the web or get on the phone, one or the other. If you have questions about Medicare Part D coverage, the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, otherwise known as SHIP, is a free confidential service of the state of Iowa. It's part of the state insurance division, but they don't push any products or force you into doing anything. They just help you with an impartial look at your situation and what's out there and what's available. You can call those folks at 800-351-4664. Also here in the Cass County area, you can contact the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Carol Schuler helps to coordinate the Senior Health Insurance Information Program volunteers. They're all trained to help out and know where to find all the information, and they can sit down with you and help you free of cost. So you can get a hold of those folks at the Cass County Memorial Hospital to learn a little bit more about maybe getting an appointment to sit down and visit and find out the details, which might be a decent deal, especially if you're new to all this, because it can sometimes be a little bit confusing to muddle through all of those hoops and hurdles that they throw out there. You can also go online, too, in addition to the Medicare website, which will help us to a certain extent. You can also go to the Senior Health Insurance Information Program website, which is a little bit longer. It's www.therightcalliowa.gov. So you can do that as well to find out even more. But again, the important thing in the first place are the deadlines. And again, this year for the open enrollment period for Part D, those new dates are October 15th through December the 7th. That's when individuals can change their Part D plans for next year, enroll in a Part D plan, or drop their coverage altogether. Those dates used to be back a little further. It used to start November 15th, run through December 31st, but it starts earlier and ends earlier this year. It's October 15th through December the 7th. So make sure that you pay attention to those things, and don't throw that mail away when it comes in the mailbox. It's not junk mail. It's kind of important, because once you miss those deadlines, you missed out for the year. So there is definitely a penalty if it doesn't fit your needs anymore. So make sure you watch for that and take care of that in a timely fashion, and call for help if you do need that assistance as well. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He can help us live a little bit more comfortably in our homes with Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Yeah, I know it's going to be 90 today, guys, but we all know that that cold weather will be coming.
Yeah, by Wednesday.
Yeah. We all know that the price of heating your home can be high. Give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call to allow us to give you a free bid on a new high-efficiency Lennox furnace. From 92 to 98% efficiencies, Lennox gas furnaces will help you fight those high heat bills every month from the day of installation. We also offer electric units for any installation that you might want to change over versus to electric versus gas. Your utility companies offer rebates on most of these units that are now available, and you will lower your initial investment by that right amount right off the top. With as many furnaces as Camlin Plumbing and Heating is installed in our area, no other company compare with our products, our quick installations, and our pricing on quality units. Give us a call now at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by David Viscott. It says, if you have the courage to begin, you have the courage to succeed.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Brett. Yep, appreciate that very much. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.